Have the floor.
Thank you very much. Maybe François can put up the presentation. So as the chair rightly said, we will give a short update from the works of the RD informal working group. Next slide, please. As all of you know, we have reached successfully the first milestone of this working group by submitting a UNR RD proposal in March last year. As also was said earlier today, the approval of the UNR is unfortunately pending due to ongoing decision process in Europe that should define the new value of the conformity factor. Would like to remind everybody that when we voted in GRP this document, the conformity factor was clearly put in square brackets because this was an ongoing process, which unfortunately we didn't manage to finish yet. Answering also to Bill's question on this particular point, no, the document will not be submitted for the March session of WP29. It's impossible because we still have not reached an agreement in Europe on this item. Now, unfortunately, I have to report that also the work on the GTR RD is put on hold for a moment in order to proceed directly with the second phase. And this was done after request from the participants of the informal working group. Next slide, please. So as many of you remember from my previous reports, we have started working from the beginning of this working group on the GTR, basing ourselves on the established RDE methodology. But of course, because we wanted to be as generic as possible and as inclusive as possible, we try to generalize various sections and requirements. This created, of course, a lot of difficulties, and it still was relevant mostly for the countries who were already applying WTP, who were under this particular logic. Now, since we now have finalized the UNR GTR, the UNR, sorry, RD, there is no immediate need to finalize also a GTR based on the same method. And for this reason, today we are presenting to you the informal document, with which is practically a status of the development. It is in informal GRP 8215, and it is based on what we have developed up to now. The structure has been partly modified to reflect the structure in the UNR RD. But of course, it is clear that more work would be needed to ensure full compatibility of the two texts. That said, we have decided not really to progress further into trying to make it compatible and putting a lot of effort in this text, because the idea of the next group is explained in the next slide, please. Is, as I said before, to proceed with the second phase with an improved methodology to represent as much as possible wider conditions of use and methodology that could be applicable throughout many contracting parties, hopefully all. During the last meeting we had last week, we have asked contracting parties to express interest, and we had clear interest from US. Of course, we are interested from the EU, Japan, China, Canada, India, Korea, and also possibly Australia, although I must say that I didn't have time to discuss this with the Australian participants, so please correct me if I'm wrong. There was also a request that we were supposed to do to extend the mandate, but we didn't have time to prepare it and submit it now. This will be hopefully presented in the next GRP session. Next slide, please. Now, this is one last item that I would like to report. Of course, we have to remember that the work in the GTR for RDE has some links with the PMP work. We have asked the PMP informal working group to develop changes for PEMS-PN measurement method, and in order to accommodate measurement of sub-23 nanometer particles. And of course, we hope that these new changes will be presented and discussed with the RDE informal working group, if possible, before presenting them at the GRP. So we will see to have next session of the RDE informal working group discuss these changes. Finally, there was a pending item also relevant to this, that US and Canada had promised to develop an appropriate PEMS-PM method. So with this, I finish my presentation, and I would like to open the floor to questions, maybe.
Thank you, Penny.